Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. Happy birthday to Loz as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Davo.
What'd you get him, Davo?
Nothing.
just give me a winner today, Davo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. But firstly, your thoughts on KI Nautique not getting a start in the Cox play.
Yeah, I heard Adam talking about it an hour ago, guys, with you guys. And I agree entirely with Adam said. I'm not a big fan of this, to be honest, guys. Just let them run is what I always say. That's what's great about our sport, isn't it? Is that horses can get a crack in races. If it's not a full field, I don't like this, I guess, elitist view of, oh, well, not good enough to be in our race. I mean, that's all subjective. You could ask 100 different judges and everyone has a different opinion on every horse. And Adam made some great points. I mean, this horse has been beaten, 0.4 of a length behind Moanga and Very Elegant, first up in the Wink Stakes. Last time out in the Hill Stakes was probably the run of the race. The sectionals were outstanding because it was a dead set walkathon, and he was very, very strong late. And yes, he hasn't won for a long time, but gee, there's hundreds of horses that haven't won for a long time. But he's got some great form overseas. His recent form's outstanding, and as Matty Smith said, you know, if he misses out from other horses, fair play. But to not have a full field and to not let the horse run is, it's just insane. I mean, they left Trap for Fools out in 2018. He went on to win a McKinnon Stakes that year. Imagine if they left Seamus Award out. You know, he's gone on to win the race. I just don't like it at all. I just don't like that. It smacks of elitism to me, and for me, I'm not a fan of it at all.
Another good
fired
race,
Davo, isn't he?
Oh, he is.
Fired
he is.
Up. I like it, Davo.
No, he is. Another new race this weekend, the Invitation, Davo. Well, you haven't done your homework on the field, obviously, yet, because the barrier draw will happen today. But who needs to draw well, and what do you make of the shape of the race?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Loz, isn't it? The first edition of the Invitation worth the $2 million. And I'm just going down the list. You've got Forbidden Love, Madame Rouge, Meteor Award, Nudge, Sweet Deal on Trivier, who's the raging favourite, Madame Legend, Rocker Clock, Vangelic, Ice Bath, Tricky Gal, and Star Tonte. So bit of flavour right throughout there. Good to have the three-year-old filly Star Tonte's in there to have that sort of three-year-old mix as well. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what on Trivier draws, because it could well determine whether she's going to continue to firm or whether she'll kind of hold her mark there, because we saw last time out in the Golden Pennant, she drew 9, and she's not a horse that's sort of blessed with early speed. So from that day, she had to cop her medicine, go back, and they walked up front, and she was very good late. But if she's able to sort of draw a middle gate or inside, she's going to be able to park up a bit closer and give herself sort of every possible chance. So that's going to be really key for her. There's a few others in there. I mean, there's a few that'll take, won't really matter where they draw. Horses like Vangelic, who'll roll forward and put themselves on speed. But Ice Bath's going to want a nice little cushy draw as well to be able to park up a bit closer. And quite a few in that boat, you know, Madame Rouge, Forbidden Love, Star Tonte, Tricky Gal. They're all sort of that, and Rock O'Clock, they're all get back a touch and would be wanting those sort of mid-draws to be able to just park up a length or two closer in the field.
We've got Chris Calthorpe on later in the program, and he's got Moody Award in this race. Do you know much about it?
Look, I know it's absolutely firing, isn't it? It's won the Australasian Oaks, of course, at Morpheville back in May, and three straight, winning a 64 and a maiden prior to that. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether it can be sort of sharp enough to go with these over the 1,400 metres. Obviously, that Group 1 win over 2,000 metres, but I'm sure they'll have it nice and fresh. And again, adds a different angle to the race with, you know, plenty of different, I guess, form lines coming into it.
Yeah, we have a question here. Crackers in Aubrey. Can you ask Brad about Media Award? And, yeah, that's what we're going to ask later, because we've got Chris Calthorpe on. Yep. Yeah, you did just, yeah, of course. We better get a tip off you then for Loz's birthday.
Yep. Look, guys, I made it the best today. Mighty Bill, I thought it was an outstanding win the other day. Short enough today around that $2.20 mark. But, yeah, look, it gets a nice setup again today. I think it's a progressive horse. I think it'll go on to Saturday grade this time in. Just two runs have been outstanding. So race 3 at number 1, Mighty Bill. Hopefully get the job done again today and then might be able to go out to sort of 2,000 metres and beyond next time out in Saturday. Great.
Okay, Mighty Beal there today for Davo. Love your work, mate. And by the way, we had some texts as well. How many fish did you catch there the other day?
Didn't catch much. I was out there the whole day and I got a big eagle ray, which you can check out. I got a video of it on social media. A shovel nose shark and a couple of blue manta crabs. So the shovel nose and the eagle ray went back and the two crabs came home dooey.
Okay. Well, next time. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, guys.